Hey there, everybody. Welcome to Wine O'Clock. We want to get your goddamn weekend started right. I feel good about it.
Happy Friday.
I feel good about Friday, Bron.
Yeah, we love Friday. Cheers. Huge cheers with a huge Prosecco.
Huge cheers with a huge Prosecco. This feels right. This feels good. And I'm loving it right now.
Yeah, what a week. What a week.
What a week it's been.
What a week. Thought it would kill me.
Really?
Yeah.
It's been that big.
It's been huge.
You've done a lot of gigs this week.
I've done a lot of gigs. I've had a lot of kids.
Just keep having them. You gave birth to a few kids this week.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's kind of fun.
Turning up.
That's true. Yeah. And when they keep turning up, you have to keep them.
Is that one mine? And
yeah,
what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Just make it stand out the front. You can't make it stand out the front. Get it inside.
Yeah.
Give it a cracker.
Inside. Hey, Bron, I thought today we could do some fun little things, little tips and tricks that I've found online.
Yes.
To help you
like
in life. Help you kind of navigate life in a different way. Because weddings, Bron, weddings can be stressful. We've
like
spoken about weddings
as the
before.
Bridal party or as a guest?
As a guest. To rock up if you don't know anyone, right? So I've got what I've found is wedding icebreakers.
Yes.
In conversation.
Before we get stuck in, I want to know your opinion on this thing.
Mm.
A friend of mine messaged me and said, hey, I've been invited to a wedding.
Yes.
I just assumed my partner was also invited.
Uh-huh.
So she's gone out and bought an outfit.
Sure.
Okay. And the dress code was confusing. I don't know.
Or mobster thing? Come as a lobster, come as a mobster, whatever you prefer.
That sounds like a fun wedding.
Come as a Shrek character.
But then he said, we've just found out, like someone had said, no, it's thank heavens he found it earlier. It's not plus one. It's just you.
Oh, that's stressful.
Yeah, so then he had to break it to his partner. Sorry, you can't come.
Oh, no, that's
which
sad.
I'm sure she'd be fine with because she's like, the couple are boring, who cares?
Yeah,
but, I mean, that's thing.
She do said you that.
Well, I don't know what she said. I'm putting words so in her mouth, saying. But she's thinking it.
Yeah, she's definitely, we're all thinking it in a way.
So do you think someone should assume their partner's coming?
I think that's fine to assume.
Well, the wedding that you went to recently, you didn't know them from a bar of soap and you were allowed to bring your partner.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. I kind of feel like you should be able to bring your partner. If they've been dating for a long time, I don't know, like, you know, a couple of years into their relationship.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, I think so. I think you'd assume that you were allowed to bring. And then what? So they had to contact them and they said, you're not coming.
Well, yeah, well, they live together. So I think they just probably turned to them physically.
Oh, no,
with
they don't
body.
Live with the people whose wedding it is. I mean, call them.
No, like they, I think that they found out like through other people being like, oh, you know, how are you guys getting there? We were going to, and they're like, we.
There's no we in team.
Exactly. It's just you. You're saying. A solo. You have to go by yourself.
Oh, that's, yeah, I don't like
it's
that.
It's awkward.
It is awkward.
Isn't it?
You
also,
don't want
to like you want to be able to like, I don't know. You just want to be like, have a night out with your partner and just be like, oh, this is fun. We
love
never
the
get
new
to do
dress.
This. Just go up, get invited by yourself.
Yeah, that's not fun. Yeah, because that's not a thing, is it?
No,
you're
it
like,
isn't.
Oh, now I've got to go to, on the day you'll be going, now I've got to go to this thing by myself.
Yeah.
This wedding thing.
I have friends that I don't like their partners.
Yeah.
I've said that before.
You said that before many
times. I'll say it every day.
I say it every day.
I would invite their partner. Oh, God, they just can't get
they
enough.
Can't stop talking about
they keep
you.
Trying to hang out. And I'm like, no, I don't like you.
Don't like you. I don't want to hang out with you every day.
Oh, my God.
And every day is a stretch.
Yeah.
Can we hang out every day? Don't know about that.
My kids say it to me.
They
I'm
do.
Like, oh.
No, I want to hang out every day from now on.
I don't want to live with you. I'm like, that's too soon. I've just met you.
We can't just move in together, guys.
So I think, but I'd invite them because it's just normal. It's just
yeah.
It's just nice and normal.
Yeah, it is nice and normal. I think it's weird not to invite people. You know, if it's a couple and they've been going out for long enough, if it's like a new person in the relationship, they're like,
brand new.
You've just been around, you probably won't last that long. That's my judgment.
I know.
Probably won't last that long, whatever.
Actually, I know people who got this family, huge family picture. It's on all of their walls, like the three sons, the mother and the stepmom and then the dad and then all their partners and all the grandkids. Like there's so many people in this photo, but one of the girlfriends is not the girlfriend anymore. It's a brand. So she's just on all of their walls until forever and ever again. Because then you're not going to get a new one every year.
No,
like that's going to last.
If you wanted to, if you want to be fun.
That's not fun.
But you're not going to do that.
No. So this woman remains on everyone's wall forever.
God.
And the new girlfriend's there just like, oh, that's not me, is it?
That's not me, is it? Looking at it for ages going, hang on, that's not me, is it? I'm thinking, see if you think this is fun.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of getting, you know, the awkward family portraits.
Yeah, I know them. I love them.
I'm thinking about doing it with Diggs.
Are you going to get matching jumpers?
Yeah, we could, but he doesn't like jumpers. Getting his head into anything.
Oh, yeah, it's a big head.
It's a big head. And
let me tell you this, that's a awareness.
Let me tell you this, big heads are awareness. Have you seen Coneheads? One of my favorite films of all time.
And let me tell you this, no offense.
No, let me tell you this also, no offense. Let me tell you this also, also no offense. Let me tell you this again. What's he doing? What are you doing, waiter? Let me tell you this. Just keep talking. Oh, God, this is exhausting. Yeah, but.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that'd be very cute.
So I'm thinking of doing that. Wouldn't that be fun? I think that's a really fun thing to do. Yeah. So this is something that I thought I'd bring up to you. I didn't think of bringing this up just before, but what? Can you leave? When I lived, you know, in my old house, it was a bigger house than I'm in now. Big place. When I broke my foot and then I hurt my back after that, I was off my feet for about, I think it was like 10 weeks in the end.
Did you stack it on?
Yeah. And wasn't able, stacks on. We did stacks on every night. Me and Diggs.
That's how you broke your foot.
So I broke my back in the first place. So I got into trouble in the first place. But I got a cleaner, right?
Yes,
Once a fortnight, right? Mm. It's great. Still have the cleaner here. It's a smaller place. But if he comes in once a fortnight, right, the reason I have the cleaner, tell me if you think this is wild, because I don't need a cleaner here. I clean myself. No,
it's just you and Diggs.
The reason I have a cleaner, honestly, Diggs loves it.
What do you mean?
So I'm out a lot, right?
Yeah.
Diggs and the cleaner love each other.
Oh, my.
So one time I walked into the bathroom at the old place with my crutches, hobbled down, and him and Diggs are just laughing. So he's like laughing and like cleaning the shower. And Diggs is on the ground. His tail is going crazy. He's lying on the ground and Diggs' head is back. Like, it looks like he's laughing. Okay, he doesn't laugh like that with me. Him and the cleaner get along so well.
Same sense of humor.
Yeah, and so someone sent me a little meme the other day and it said, when you get a cleaner just so your dog has someone to talk to during the week. That's me. Like, because I'm out a lot. And so this cleaner comes once a fortnight and it is honestly Diggs's favorite day of the week. Aww. Like, he waits for the cleaner for Christmas. The cleaner got him a toy for Christmas.
Is that the toy that he was chewing on before? Yep, yeah.
The loud
he
one.
Loves
it's
it.
Lovely. Thank it's, you for the loud toy.
He hates you, this cleaner.
But he constantly gets Diggs things. He comes with treats for Diggs. And he also said he likes Diggs so much he would love to take him out. Kill him.
On a date.
No, he'd like to take him out on a nice date. No, he'd like to take him out. So, like, if I ever need during the week, if I'm not home, he'll take him for a walk.
That's really nice.
Isn't that
nice? Will you take him up on that?
I don't think I will because I think that's too much. I want to pay him more if he's going to do that. But it's so nice. I'm like, is that a wild thing?
Is he local? Does he have to travel quite far for you?
Yeah, I reckon he lives like 15 minutes away.
Everything's 15 minutes away from Footscray.
That's actually true, but not actually. But it takes a lot longer to get there.
Yeah. And so 15 minutes, but if he loves your dog.
Diggs would love it. Oh, my God.
Just say, would you actually want to do that? Because I am out a lot. And if you do, and then just say, I can pay you for it. And if he takes you up on it and say, psych, I'm not doing it.
I'm actually not paying you ever again. Please come and clean my house. But, yeah, so, like, and look, he's a good cleaner. He's a good cleaner. Oh. And he does a little bit of a deep clean every 2 weeks, right?
Okay.
Don't need it really. But
that sounds amazing.
So
your
good.
House is always very clean.
Thank you so much. But, you know, I keep it clean, but
you know, exposed brick, always so soft.
For people listening, it's not really exposed brick. It's wallpaper, but you can't tell. You can't tell if it's not real exposed brick. But yes, so he comes in and I was like, have I gone a bit mad that I'm now just getting a cleaner because but he would know. He knows I don't need him to come around every 2 weeks. Because he told me that the other day. He goes, you sure you want me to still come around? Like, yeah, the place is always really tidy and stuff. You don't need me. And I was like, I think it's good. And then I just kind of left it at that.
It's nice. I think if he knows and you know, and it's really easy for him to just like vacuum.
You got to see Diggs with this cleaner.
Oh my gosh.
It's so good.
Is the cleaner human or a dog?
The cleaner is another dog and they just both eat just in the living room. They have never cleaned.
Dreadful cleaner.
Just both cooking each other meals, laughing. Because they're always laughing. Noodles. He's going, McDonald's is right there. We can go. I leave them $20. They're taking all the dogs in the neighborhood. $20. I'm walking down, marching down. So, Brian, I've got like these little things. So
this is
an article. If you want, here are a few genius wedding icebreakers so you can make every one of your 150 guests feel as loved as your maid of honor.
Why does she feel loved? I don't know. She's actually she just got heaps of responsibility. She's hating
stressed.
It.
She'd be stressed.
She's got a speech to do. Almost always shit.
She's drunk. She's. Oh, God. She should be. She
hates
blasted.
The dress you chose her.
So yeah, she does. These are interesting things. Look, I don't think they're that. I think you could easily think of these. How was your trip here?
Oh, I hate this wedding guest.
You look great.
I know. I'm dressed for a wedding.
Have you tried the food item you're most into, in brackets?
The entree? Yeah.
Did you see so-and-so is here? I would just the say bride. That. I wouldn't even say. Did you see the bride and groom are here? It's nice of them to come.
God, didn't think she would.
She shouldn't show. I'm going to object during this. What song will you go to on the dance floor?
Slap My Bitch Up.
When you name your wedding party an officiant, there are a few moments while putting together your wedding. Oh, this is just wedding tips now. Look, I was like, why are you naming? There's my officiant. There's the wedding planner. Look, five wedding breakers. So it's five wedding breakers to make small talk with guests. Mm. Now, I don't think they're that good.
They're absolutely atrocious.
You look great is not really a – because they go, thanks. Where do you go with that?
And you could have done better.
Is that what you – oh. It's what,
it depends. Yeah. You could say
that
to someone.
Why are you wearing a leopard skin jacket?
Why are you wearing a leather trench coat?
Why are you wearing a top hat and a monocle?
I can't see.
Because it's hilarious. Let me ask you this. You ever heard of Huawei's?
Why do you think I was invited? Because I'm Huawei's.
I don't think they're very good as wedding icebreakers.
I think a good wedding icebreaker is how long you reckon it's going to last.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because then they know.
Who the fuck are you? Like, I do that to everyone at a wedding. Who the fuck are you? I did that at the last wedding I went to because I didn't know anyone. Who the fuck are you?
To absolutely
Why do everyone. You matter to me?
You could. You could say another one you could say is who do you think is batting above their average?
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
Because then they don't know whether you're joking.
Yeah.
But they definitely have an answer.
I always love that as a comment on something when someone puts up a photo of them and their partner and someone goes, punching.
Oh, my God. We shouldn't do that. It's actually frowned upon now.
You should never punch.
Never punch.
Never punch. Never punch anyone.
Yeah.
And that goes for everyone.
That's actually one of my tattoos.
Never punch.
Never punch.
Never punch. Yeah. Punching. I don't think they're very good. I would definitely go your route and be like, how long is this going to last? I give it 3 months.
Exactly. And it's funny.
It is funny.
Because they know that you're funny.
Yeah.
And if they don't, and also it quickly weeds out the dull people.
Yeah.
If they go, oh, that's rude. It's a wedding. I just thought you just, before they've even like finished that sentence, you've already walked away.
I always like
with their drink.
If I don't know anyone at a wedding, like recently, I did a bit of, I might get up and make a speech. I mean, that's always fun to bring up to people, so like going, you don't know them that well, and going, I'm going to get up and make a speech.
Yes.
I might get up. Do you think
my mum does
mic?
That? My mum, yeah, she always gets up.
The mic.
Yeah, at weddings she will get up and make speeches.
Oh, that's stressful.
But it's always like, oh, yeah. And it's always.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's always so many wines in and she will always joke. And I reckon there's a 50% chance of her remembering it.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
She'll.
Like me sometimes.
Yeah. That's okay. Hey, we're all beginners. Okay.
We're all beginners in some way, and that's kind of nice, actually.
It's actually nice and
that's
beautiful.
That's actually really lovely. Thank you. Well, look, I would love to hear your wedding tips. Write in. Give us your icebreakers.
Yeah.
I want to hear what you're thinking about your
own. And also, what's the worst guest you've ever been at a wedding with?
Yeah,
and if
it's
someone who's like doesn't think that you're funny when you're obviously saying funny things
I'm killing
like,
it over here.
The bride's ugly.
The bride's ugly. The bride sucks.
Oh, my God. Is she wearing that on her day of days? God's sake.
Is she wearing that? That's fun. Is she wearing that?
Or have you ever gone to a wedding in a white dress? What's your view on that?
That's fun. I think it's hilarious.
Oh, people get so upset about that. Speaking about people get angry on the internet, we've done that recently.
Yeah.
Talked about it, not being angry on the internet. I'm never angry on the internet. It's a beautiful place.
Beautiful place. Beautiful place. So wholesome. Yeah.
Is people who will get so cranky about anyone who wears white to a wedding.
Yeah.
It's like we think we know which one's the bride.
You know what? I would
the one regretting her decisions.
If I were you, I'd wear a wedding dress and go, it says wedding dress. This is a wedding, isn't it? It's my wedding dress.
Gone.
You look dressed exactly the same as a bride. It's a wedding dress.
But like
this is a
bigger,
wedding, isn't it?
Bigger veil?
Way bigger.
Like a top hat with a veil on top of it.
Yeah, that's fun.
I'm androgynous.
I'm looking incredible today. Don't know about you guys. You guys don't look that good. I'm so sorry, but you guys actually don't look that good.
Did you not read the invitation? It said it was a wedding.
It said it was a wedding. You guys don't look like you're at a wedding. No offense. Hey, thanks for listening to 1 o'clock. We love you.
Oh, cheers.
Cheers.